is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
That theme I picked, I played it once or twice before. It comes from a movie starring Christopher Mitchum, Bob Mitchum's son, and he had to go to Europe to make it. It was a co-production of Spain and Italy, and I think France as well. But anyway, it's a good story. You know, it's fallen into relative public domain status, and you should be able to pick it up. I know at one time the whole movie was posted. You didn't have to buy it, you know, on YouTube, and it is a good story. And the music, that song, Run and Run, I think typifies me and us. What are we waiting for? You know, we're getting close. The story itself was the story of a young boy, Christopher Mitchum, who watched his father get killed, get rubbed out in the swimming pool by the mob. And so he vowed revenge, and he does take revenge on them. And then he falls in love with the daughter of one of the key mobsters, and she falls in love with him. And there's, you know, sympathy there, the synergy there, and so on and so forth. And the story is quite good, because in the end, the guy that comes to kill him for the mob actually sympathizes with it. It's played by Carl Malden. But, you know, basically, he gets killed in the end because he wants to let him go, and he did let him go. He couldn't bring him back, you know, the kid. So it is a poignant story, and it's the kind of thing that I liked, you know, as I was a big movie collector, and these foreign films by, you know, people who are American stars who had to go overseas to make them. Some of them are far, far more intelligent than this garbage and swill that comes out of Hollywood. So, and Christopher Mitchum himself admitted that, you know. I mean, his father was never really an insider, you know, Robert Mitchum. In fact, he used to say, "I never really understood the Academy." That is the Academy of Motion Pictures and the Academy Awards, because he got stiffed. He got stiffed, you know. I mean, Walter Brennan, he won some Academies in some of his roles, many of them, and some of the others, some of the big stars, too, John Wayne and so forth, but Mitchum never did, and it sort of, you know, reflected on his son. He had three sons. Christopher Mitchum was not a great actor. He was a decent actor. But he ran for Congress several times and was defeated. He ran for Liberal Democrat seat in one of the House districts in California as a conservative. Well, anyway, that's an aside, just so you'll know that's the theme. Now, we played some clips of Reagan. We've played clips of Congressman McDonald, Pat Buchanan, playing a little devil's advocate here. And Pat Buchanan, you know, is a real smoothie. He's a real sharpie. He knows how to play all sides of the argument, and that's why he was in the Reagan administration, the speechwriter, in the Bush administration, you know, and he was a press secretary there, I believe, and, you know, he certainly has made himself quite accommodating to political empires and politicians in Washington. So now we have Trump. We have the zag again, as I've told you so many times. You know, we go from the zig to the zag. And in my lifetime, that meant going from Eisenhower to Kennedy, from Kennedy into Johnson, and Johnson into Nixon and Ford, and then back again. We go to Carter, because we couldn't take any more of Nixon's corruption and his right-wing republicanism. Ha, ha, ha. So we got another guy in there. Jimmy Carter got in, and he said, if you see in my administration a Cyrus Vance as Secretary of State and Zbigniew Brzezinski as the National Security Chief, you will know I have failed you, the American public. So he appointed those two, and guess what? They come from the cesspool. The swamp. Where have I heard that term before? The swamp from the mouth of Donald J. Trumpet, the sixth Trump of Revelation. Isn't it comical? Really, isn't it? Isn't it comical? Tragically so. But, you know, how many times do you have to go to the cash register? How many times do you have to get shortchanged? I don't know. Me, 2 or 3 times is enough. Then I start getting suspicious. But the American public wouldn't know any better. And the reason's very simple. They're conditioned. They're brainwashed, yes, by the media, which they own. So you see, you know, you can go to a higher level. We do here. We talk about the Jewish media. We talk about the Kenites. We talk about those who call themselves Jews but are not. That's where it is. But, you know, it all ties into the Bible. So you cannot have a Buchanan or a Broden making fun of the idea of a one-world government, because that's what Daniel saw. And he's a prophet. These men are not prophets of God. So if he said it, I stay with him. Ezekiel saw it. Isaiah saw it. Who am I? So anyway, any reaction to that? And theories maybe on the Birch Society and what really happened to Larry McDonald. I mean, it's all speculative. It's all over. And, you know, we're just winding our way through the end times here. And if you have a comment, you may do so at 800-313-9443. Art will be joining me momentarily, I believe. So, again, the number is 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Uncensored, and this audience on RBN is generally, I think, the most sophisticated audience of all of them put together. And I marvel at how lacking in depth most of talk radio is today, syndicated on national networks, AM and FM radio stations, and purposefully so, purposefully so. You know, if they, I told one guy who's a local newsman, as he calls himself, and also hosts the morning show. He does both TV and radio. It used to be a no-no years ago, but anyway, he does the morning, quote, news and entertainment, as he calls it, on one of the local bankrupt stations. I say bankrupt because Cumulus owns it, and they're in bankruptcy. So anyway, I sent him a note one day, and I said, is this the LCD factor that you basically have entertained, you know? And he wrote back and said, what does LCD mean? And I said, LCD means lowest common denominator. And he didn't answer me anymore. And that was an answer. Silence is an answer. Yes, it is lowest common denominator. Contests, all kinds of giggles and laughs, and tell me your short story about, you know, your first day at the prom and what happened, you know, after the divorce and all of this nonsense. This is what keeps us distracted, the American goy public, distracted from reality. And we would want to think about conspiracies, would you? Unless they happen to be 19 Arab hijackers commandeering planes by a man who is eating worms, essentially, in a cave. Now, that's a good one. That's backed up by fact, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I know most people that have some intelligence, when that is presented to them and they think about it, will say, that doesn't make any sense. Not to mention all of the scientific and physical laws of nature that mitigate against it. That doesn't make sense, but it's not supposed to. All you do is repeat after me, say the media and the politicians. Didn't George Herbert Walker Bush say that? Read my lips. Read my lips. No new taxes. Well, in this segment with Larry McDonald, I noticed that Larry McDonald actually said, I don't know if it was in this clip or not, but he talked about Reagan, and that was the part I wanted to hear. He talked about Reagan coming in and doing exactly the opposite of what he said. He said he's going to lower tax, he's going to do this, that, and we had the Department of Education expanded. The IRS hired more agents, some 600 more agents. We had the Department of Energy. All of this expanded under Reagan. He made disastrous decisions where we're helping the Soviet Union through Ex-Im Bank finance an arms race. An arms race that wouldn't exist without the same people in control of his administration that put us into the situation of having an arms race. So Larry McDonald knew. He caught on. He understood. He was gaining an influence. And then he would be head of the John Birch Society. Many people feel, I know Michael Collins Piper said that he thought that he was set up for assassination from within. And I can't believe it unless I have real evidence of it. But I do believe the powers that be, very likely in the CIA, you know, Broden, of course, boasting about the CIA's relative innocence, that they would do something like that. He was gaining momentum, presidential momentum. And at the time, the Democrats, you know, the Southern Democrats, now you can't tell who's who because they are the same, Republican and Democrat. They have the same owners. Only the Republicans sound so conservative. And the Democrats sound so far left. Well, let me ask you this question. What's the difference between Zionist A and Zionist B? One is taking you to hell at 55 miles an hour. The other one's going 110. You're still going to go over the cliff. So let's take some calls now before the next break. 1-800-313-9443. We also have Art on the line. And I think I'll just say hello to Art first so we can both take some calls together, all right? Hello, Art from Philly.
Rick. Hello, Rick. Good to
yes,
be back
Art.
On RBN. So I was thinking
Thank
of one
you.
Comment when you were thinking about Bush. And how's that saying go? How can you tell when a politician is lying, when her lips are moving?
Yeah. But in his case, his hips were moving, too.
Right. No new taxes. I mean, his lips were moving. Right. All right, so I know you want to get some calls in, so I'll stand back.
No, and you can join in on the comments. Folks, if you address a comment, talk to both of us, Art and Rick, and we'll be happy to take your calls. And keep it clean now. Keep it nice. Don't go too far. Let's see now. Who was our first call? Chance, is that you, Chance in Virginia? Hello.
Yes, it is. Hello, Rick. Hello, Art. Rick, I can't tell you enough how much I look forward to your program on the weekend. You, Farron Shope, Robert Ray Bold, if you guys were on 7 days a week, I'd listen. You guys are incredible. Mm-hmm. Along with your callers, Frank from North Carolina, Paul from New Jersey, Michael from New York, you have incredible callers.
Thank you.
Oh, you mentioned Robert Mitchum. He happened to be one of my favorite actors of all time.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I used to. You know, like you were saying, it's sickening how they played us from the very beginning, these politicians. You know, at this juncture and point in time, any so-called patriot or radio host who will not name the enemy is doing a great disservice to all the listeners. You know, it matters not whether he knows or is afraid to mention the enemy, because time is of the essence. I mean, the overwhelming evidence is irrefutable. It's extremely obvious. So I tell people, don't waste your precious time on those who won't discuss or address the issue or name the enemy by name, unless you too are afraid. In that case, mm-hmm. Remain silent and get out of the way of the real and true patriots, because we're at a point now where I'll try to keep it clean. It's crap or get off the pot. That's what I honestly believe, Rick. How do you feel about that? Hello?
Oh, I fully agree. I don't know. I'm spellbound here by what you say, because you're like a voice of reason in a wilderness of desolation, as Daniel the prophet saw it.
Well, Rick, it needs to be said, and I'm getting tired of people, other hosts, some of them, I'm not going to mention them, but wasting my time, because we're in a battle here, and this is serious. And if we can't name the enemy, how can we fight the enemy? How can we stave off this vile wickedness?
Yep. Yes, I agree.
You can't just you can pray to God, but you also have to put your prayers into action. God will only help those who help themselves.
Well, you know, it was true in Jesus' time, too, when Jesus was about to be murdered. You know, most of the men went running away. They were hiding. They were fearful. A few women braver than the men, went to his side. And, you know, this is why he said, you know, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and my people are all of these things, very sinful people. Our people have always been that way, always disobedient, you know, the sons of Jacob. And yet, when push comes to shove, in the end, he knows they will repent. He knows they'll come back to him. But they got to go through hell first on earth, you know?
And you know what else I think it is? I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Adams.
No, you
know what else I think it is, Mr. Adams? I think people have so much pride. They're not willing to believe that they've been fooled. I've accepted the fact that I was lied to. I did all the research. I said, oh, well, they fooled me. Now's the time to learn the facts. People
right.
aren't willing to, they aren't willing to do that. This is why they can't read their Bible. This is why they can't read history. This is why, I don't know. It's very depressing, the intelligence level and the lack of motivation that a lot of American people have succumbed to. They don't seem to realize that it's a spiritual war. It's a war for our very soul.
Even the life of an amoeba, that's how they function. Believe me, just watching how people treat you on the streets and roads when they drive, running over people, running into each other, going through stop signs, they don't care. People are animals today. We're becoming, as Timothy saw it, we're becoming unthankful, unholy. You know, Paul said this, ungodly, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And these are the symptoms of this age of the end. I mean, God has to step in and do something, because otherwise we're going to destroy everything. Not with nuclear war or bombs. We're destroying ourselves morally. We can't go on. There's no family left. You know?
Mr. Adams, speaking for myself, I thank God for people like you, Farron, Robert Raybould, all your callers. I thank God that there's people of that stature left, and I feel honored to be in the company of people like that. I really do, and that's all I have to say. Keep up
Thank
the good
you.
Work,
Thank
Mr.
You,
Adams, and God bless you now.
You too. There's a remnant in every age, and in this age, too, there's a few of us. Don't forget Art, by the way, from Phil. Art, do you have a comment on what Chance has just said?
Yes. I mean, basically, we got to take it into action. And the thing we can do every day is become smarter as far as how we spend our money. Just look at it like a carbon footprint. Look at your Zionist footprint with your dollars, how you spend them each and every day, and reduce that Zionist-occupied government footprint on every dollar you spend in such a way that you take it away from them and invest in somebody else who will actually strengthen our positions. That's how I see it.
Sure. Sure. And, you know, you got to put your money where your mouth is. And, I mean, I can't help but stress that enough. You know, we used to say, we had a crusade at one time, don't buy, don't comply, ask why. And that's a good philosophy. And you withhold those dollars, even though they're worthless pieces of paper now, they still count in the shekel counter in their pockets. All right, let's take a break. We'll come right back to the next caller, Davey, and others. You join us, Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you may join us now or forever hold your peace before we do run out of time today. 800-313-9443. I'm with Art from Philly, and Art's website is noplaceforcorruption.com. Look it up if you're a new listener. We have Davey in Texas, I believe. Hello, Davey. Come on up.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I'll try to be brief here and just put it on full auto. One thing, Rick, I'd recommend for all your great listeners and all the hosts is to stop using language that's nonspecific and stop using words that are not correct. And one word in particular would be the word government, which in Isaiah 9:6 doesn't refer to a crime syndicate for the global synagogue of Satan. Jewish crime syndicate. And secondly, okay. The word Israel is not Jewish. Jewish people today, they don't have to be Jewish. They can get out of the cult compound and stop worshiping the synagogue of Satan, money changers, and Pharisees. And then they don't have to go in the oven and prove they're not even Hebrews. Ding, 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 ding. Anyway, you know, you played that clip of Reagan back there in 83. Well, right shortly after that, you know, was when Gordon Call was murdered.
Yeah. Yes.
And
you might mention, you know who Gordon Call was. I know who he was. I followed that in the American Free Press, the spotlight. But can you tell us in a brief few moments exactly who he was and how he was victimized by the government?
Well, that's a long story, you know. And the film Death and Taxes is really a good synopsis on that. You know, Jack McGlam took part in that. But I've read the file, you know, on the other side, and he, you know, opposed the Synagogue of Satan IRS, and he called them the Synagogue of Satan, you know, in paper and writing, you know. And so did Vicki Weaver. I don't know if you've ever seen her file that they have, but the bottom line is, when you call them out, they really react. And I was going to point out one other thing. You know, did you ever hear about why Bud McFarlane tried to commit suicide?
I knew, well, of him, but I didn't know about the alleged suicide attempt. What do you know?
Well, I think he was just embarrassed all to hell for being part of that whole Iran-Contra thing. And, you know, Richard Secord was involved, you know, when the Israelis hauled off all the weapons that the Palestinians had up there in Lebanon. They rerouted those through San Antonio, and that was part of the whole, you know, Iran-Contra.
Yep.
And then after that,
yep,
was the MENA, Arkansas,
yep,
guns for drugs deal, and they were selling those,
mm-hmm,
weapons down.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean,
I remember Oliver North.
Yeah, the whole point,
yeah,
story is that Art and a lot of your callers can point out that, you know, if it wasn't for, and that's another thing I was going to tell you, I called John McManus back there in 92 because I'd read the book The Curse of Canaan by Eustace Mullins, and I had some questions for him, you know, as the head of the John Birch Society at that time. And he starts screaming and hollering at me about how Eustace Mullins was an anti-Semite.
Yeah, Jack was a nice Catholic guy, but unfortunately he was on that fence straddling it out, and that's what the Birch Society, in my opinion, amounted to in the end, is that they didn't want to come out. Robert Welch used to squelch it, pardon the pun. But he did. He tried to avoid it because now, like you say, you've got to call a spade a spade. It's too late in the game.
Yeah, one further point for those that are interested, they can look in Mackey's Encyclopedia of Freemasonry. I suggest the 1924 edition with the footnotes and just read the words assassin, Babylon, and captivity. And in the footnote to the word, the definition for the word captivity, it'll say right there, the Freemasonry holds with the version from the Talmud. And that answers it all right there.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyways,
great information.
Yeah, great show, Rick. I'll let some other callers on. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Fine. Thank you very much, Davey. Some good points. Art, any response?
No, he actually made some really good points there. If we have time, I wanted to point out some
of course,
points
of course,
on the Boeing issue with the new executive taking over. First of all, from RBN, they have the quote from the FAA from emails they got from Boeing where they said the you know, the airplane was basically built by monkeys and managed by clowns. Okay, little do they know how close to the truth they are. From me dealing with Boeing, you know, I basically said, any subcontract business, you have to go through Vault Information Sciences, Vault.com. And I actually ran into them way back in right around 70, where they were doing business with what was RCA in New Jersey. And one of the guys investigating put the vice president in jail. He says, this is what DCAS, the Defense Contract Audit Agency, says, Vault's part of the Gambino family. You know, keep away from them. So if you try to do work with Boeing, you have to go to them. Another time I went to a bidders conference with Boeing, and, you know, they replaced all the American labor, and they're showing us all the Indians there. And they say, oh, why don't we basically find them work? Okay, that's nice. Using taxpayer money. There's a lot more to it I was going to mention, but I guess we'll talk
about
it.
All right, okay, we're being drowned out a little by the music, so pick up on that when we come back. Folks, you can join us right now. Hurry up, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams Uncensored on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Broadcast today, the 11th of January, we're continuing with Art from Philly. And Art, you were just being drowned out a little bit when you were speaking as the break was coming on. Maybe you could just repeat some of what you said for our listeners.
Right. What I'm going to talk about is the legacy of Boeing and their situation now with the
right.
CEO, David Calhoun. Now, I cannot testify to the character of David Calhoun, but I can certainly testify to the environment in which he's been surrounded through his career, which brings out some very interesting and concerning facts. This is simply off of Wiki, you know, David Calhoun. He grew up in Allentown, Pennsylvania, which if you read the Pennsylvania crime reports, you can read about the Iannelli family, the relatives of Lee Iacocca of Chrysler. And you can also read about the mayor in the of Allentown as ties to organized crime and kickbacks and fraud and all that good stuff. All right? Now, Calhoun spent 26 years of his life working for General Electric. Remember General Electric back in the Niagara Falls competition against Tesla lost, and as a result, General Electric was bought out by the Rothschilds directly through the front company, J.P. Morgan. All right? So he spent 26 years for that company, which also, by the way, said everybody has to work through all the information sciences and uses nothing but his own visa labor for the most part for professional labor. Okay. Then it shows that he was he then joined up the Blackstone Group, which we talked about in the past, Stephen Schwarzman. And you can see the connection between Jacob Schiff, the founder of the Creatures of Jekyll Island, and Stephen Schwarzman, you know, that basically merged in, became to what was it, Shearson, then, which in 2008 resulted in a breakdown of the company, and the top executive set up the Blackstone Group. So you see his ties directly again, going right back to the Rothschild interest. He was also a board director for Caterpillar and Medtronic. Again, companies that basically say all professional labor has to work through Volt Information Sciences. What a coincidence. And then there's, you know, basically I showed some other information there. So, you know, the people think that, you know, just getting a new CEO is going to fix the problems of Boeing. These problems basically go throughout the industry, you know, that we've had this going on for years. And what I wanted to show is, you know, basically that, you know, I don't see the problems with Boeing being solved. I see the problem. I think really, like we were talking about earlier, if you want to solve the problems with Boeing, then we as people who buy air travel decide to say, I don't want to be on a Boeing plane because you guys, you know, are building unsafe products, and we're going to look for a way to not use your products and book our air flights on alternative products. That's the way, you know, that's the only lesson they're going to have to learn. The other lesson is call your congressman and say, hey, why don't you start a RICO investigation against these criminals at the top of the organization and get to, you know, clean out house. That's how I see that. I could go.
Well, I'd like to start a RICO investigation of my congressman first. It's so pitiful. But these guys, we have a congressman who's in a wheelchair, Langevin, from Rhode Island. He's just, I don't want to say it, but I mean, it's a cakewalk, pardon the pun, for him to just go in. He's an obedient servant of the Zionazi lobby, and he does whatever they say. He was one of those who came out and attacked, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar when they attacked the Israel lobby, having a mesmerizing effect on America. You know, he said, oh, it's terrible, it's bigotry, it's racism and everything. He wasn't saying that because he felt that way. Congressman Langevin was saying that because he's nothing but a gun runner for the Israeli lobby, and that's how he stays in. He's a mouthpiece. And all of these people obviously should be exposed. But you know what people are more interested in? They're interested in their 401ks, their pensions. They're interested in how they can get something for nothing from the government. And that's how these people in control, these devils, can get away with it. They can get away with distracting, allowing us to be preoccupied with our day-to-day collection racket, because people are greedy, as you know. They want something for nothing. And to some extent, I don't blame them, because the money is worthless. Every day now, Art, right? You know, you see the value of the dollar becoming worthless. And you got beggars everywhere, beggars on the streets, and some of them are professional beggars. But that's not the point. The point is we're dealing with a currency that is corrupt. It's not lawful, not legal to have paper, and that's what we have. And that corrupts people even more so, don't you think?
Right, I agree. Like you say, we need to find ways to get around this banking system. And there's even, you know, regardless of whether we use this money or the new money we create, we still have to focus in on how we spend it and how we invest it. If you want to basically get rid of a Zionist-occupied government, if you don't want to have a civil war in this country with a lot of people being killed, then you have to do it with the wallet, and you have to become very shrewd about what's going on there. I'll give you an example of how I say it. For instance, you're going to buy insurance, car insurance. Are you going to go buy Geico, you know, Warren Buffett? Are you going to buy Progressive, by the guy who basically supporting the ACLU to destroy, you know, your rights? Are you going to by Prudential Insurance, you know, which, you know, again, is a, you know, controls, you know, the veterans' life insurance, doesn't pay them for a year. I found out from competing against them, they're part of Berkshire Hathaway. Again, that's part of GEICO, you know, Warren Buffett. Look at food in the supermarket. You're going to buy Tropicana orange juice. You're going to buy Campbell's soup. You know, are you going to buy their cereal, Quaker Oats, as an example? Or are you going to buy Chiquita bananas? Okay. Or are you going to buy a house? Are you going to go through Berkshire Hathaway to do it? You know, are you going to get a loan? Okay. Are you going to go through J.P. Morgan to get a loan for your house? Okay. Oh, you're going to invest your money in stocks. Are you going to invest in Toronto TD Bank? Okay, which is now part of Schwab. You know, these are things you can do every day to take your money away from these people. Okay, if you work for somebody, you can basically say you're involved. You can influence, you know, the procurement of millions of dollars by saying, look, you know, we're going to find a better deal with some of the local companies, invest in the local communities, not these Zionist or entities that are trying to get into our business. You know, we can, you know, just by thinking in this way, we can, I mean, we could basically turn around, you know, billions of dollars of revenue going in a different direction. Look at it. It's already happening with retail, you know, how people are, you know, a big reason that's happening is because people don't have enough money as before. But that process can be extended into just about every economic activity we're doing. Who are you going to buy a car from? Who are you going to get a loan, car loan from? You're going to get from Chase to, you know, Financial Car? You're going to look for somebody else? These are the things we can do each and every day, and that will add up to a major difference. Yeah,
right. It all adds up positively.
Right.
You know, there's a few hundred here, a few thousand there. Pretty soon, you remember the expression from Congressman H.R. Gross? Pretty soon, we're talking real money. You know, and
right,
it's
right,
true.
Right.
Do it, folks. We have Tom now. We want to go to him. Tom in Utah is up next. Hello, Tom.
You're dropping some names that are friends of mine. Vicki Weaver, Eustace Mullins.
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you, Tom.
Another reason I called in is I wanted to complain about Mike Lee a little bit. You know, I was with him the night he was confirmed as a senator in Washington, D.C. In fact, if you go to Wikipedia, you'll see a photograph of him with my state seal pin in his collar. My sadness with Mike Lee is obviously he's become infected by the swamp infections in there. And rather disappointed me when he went against the actions of Trump in Iraq. And it seems like, you know, I was thanked for my work in Washington, D.C., by being assaulted and blinded. I don't know if you know that.
I remember. I remember you calling and telling us about that, yes. I'm sorry.
Well, right now I still could use a lot of help defending a man against this judicial misconduct in a website. If you go, well, two of them. You talk about Warren Buffett. Of course, I pissed off Warren Buffett because I exposed a problem in his major industry. That's in the manufactured mobile home industry. I was also taken down to New Orleans after Katrina and condemned those FEMA trailers that were part of the Berkshire Hathaway no-bid contract. And then in 2011, after testifying before the White House, the Senate, and the House, I was visited and lost my sight. But anyway, I've been, like I say, so disappointed with Mike Lee, realizing, of course, I realize he's living there, working there in an infectious swamp. It's kind of like the creature from the Black Lagoon is taking care of everybody there.
I hear you.
I'm so proud of Trump taking and going after the head of the snake rather than chopping at the tail and the body.
Now, what do you mean by that now? What head are you talking about? His bosses, or are you talking about Soleimani?
Soleimani.
Well, how does that make sense to you, Tom? Because it doesn't seem to add up logically to many of us here. But how does that make sense to deliberately do something that had been planned for a long time, And then Trump keeps making up new threats as he goes along. You think that's going to benefit this country now, or is it going to benefit the fake Israel in the Middle East?
Well, all I know is we keep going, we keep taking hundreds or thousands of men into battle. They lose their lives, and the real monsters are never hurt.
I agree with that.
In this case, like I say, he took the head of the snake off, and of course the body dies. You don't have to put hundreds or thousands of our boys at risk anymore.
I don't know. You look at what he said, and he's doing exactly the opposite of what he said. He's pulling troops out of Afghanistan. He wants to get out of the Middle East, but now he offers a quid pro quo with the Iraqi government. Says, fine, you pay us back the money we've invested there, and we'll leave. You know, this is wise guyism, and it's worse than Ronald Reagan in so far as it's the cowboy without a gun. You know, it's just, it's more threats, more back and forth, and I don't know how it benefits us. I just see more boys dying as this was the case with Obama. So you go from Obama to Trump, you go from Carter to Reagan, you know, you go from Lyndon Johnson to Nixon, and you have the same problems. You see, this is the continuum that I'm following. You follow what I'm saying, Tom?
Yeah, and I kind of understand the dilemma. Even if you're an honorable man going in Washington, D.C., you have the K Street crowd you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go too far, as did Kennedy,
right,
or as did Lincoln, if you do not compromise enough to stay alive, you know, then you're out of the picture altogether. So I think that Trump, you know, is doing the best he can in the face of all the adversaries that are surrounding him right there. You know, I learned that. I spent, like I say, about a year and a half in D.C. in total in the last 10 years. And I realized that everybody's talking about how Trump needs to do this and that and this and that and follow the line, do exactly what he promised. But I'll tell you what, when you get into that environment in Washington, D.C., you're lucky to walk out alive.
Well, that's I guess, another reason not to go into District of Criminals, you know. Listen, Tom, thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much. You have our sympathy for your plight. You have our camaraderie. Thank you, sir, okay? Appreciate the call. Art, do you have any comment on what Tom just said?
Well, I think you written about to understand that you know, look at this power broker, you know, Sheldon Adelson of the Republican Jewish Coalition.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, which is directly tied back to the Meyer Lansky gangsters. So, mm-hmm. As you said, we do have a government, you know, an occupied Zionist Rothschild government, that it doesn't matter whether it's a Democrat or Republican. They got their strings in both sides. You know,
well, I think that's what it should be. When he says go after the head of the beast or the snake, I think you should go after them.
Right.
Because they are the ones who are profiting from this. They are the ones who are creating these conditions of prophecy before our very eyes. Here they are condemning more property, more land that Palestinians live on, taking more settlements, building new so-called settlements on this land, the West Bank, so they can unify the whole city. And that's exactly what the scriptures say is going to prove to be the end time prophecy. Trump says, I give them everything. Give them what they want. You know, we've got Greenblatt and the ambassador. And, you know, they just say, take what you want. And where's Jared Kushner in all of this now? Huh? Well, he's given up on trying to make peace. He says, I want to make peace, but the Palestinians are too obstinate.
Right, he's part of Lubavitch. Right, if you really
the Lubavitch.
Right, if they really wanted to fix this, if I was the president like him, what I would do is I would help out the Federal Reserve Bank to the point that I bankrupt it.
Oh,
that
I
would
like
be
that.
The way you would help.
I like it. I like it.
Right. So basically, you kind of impose upon them to have put out a lot of money, at very low interest rates. And then when it comes, you know, time for Peter to pay Paul, all they can do is run the printing presses, but they can't do it at a rate fast enough before it forces them to go into bankruptcy. So the best thing he could do for us, of anything, is bankrupt the Federal Reserve Bank. That's how I see it.
Amen to that. That would be a real cleaning a little bit of the swamp, wouldn't it, huh?
Right. Now, we're all going to get hurt by it, but I think the consequences of letting it continue, the damage is going to be far worse.
Well, we've had a century of this Talmudic banking. It's totally unconstitutional. Do you think people know what the Constitution says regarding money? Do you think they know what the Constitution says concerning property taxes, how it's illegal? Do you think they know anything about that? Why, they're willing to trade, their freedom for security, aren't they? Isn't that what a congressman, Davy Crockett, said and others? Huh? No price freedom, right? We'll come back right in a couple of minutes, folks. You'll be next if you're on the line. Rick Adams and Art from Philly will return.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Our previous caller friend Tom was saying, I think it dovetailed beautifully with what I played today, the Ronald Reagan clips, and how Reagan boasted, we've got to change, no more hostages, now we're going to go get them. We're going to ride high in the saddle. We're going to kill the enemy. As Obama used to say, first we're going to kill them, then we're going to find them. After we kill them, we'll find them, and then we'll kill them again. You know, it's all that bravadoism. Make America great again. The only problem is America ain't America. America is not great unless you consider America to be a great whore for the whore master in Jerusalem. America is retrenched. It's diminished because of these very criminals that have sucked the lifeblood out of this nation. We have Murr in Wisconsin, and she wants to follow up. Hello, Murr.
Thank you. Hi.
Yes.
How are you two?
Good. Very good.
You know,
thank
I don't
you.
See it as, I don't see it as pessimistically as you do. I think with Tom and some others, we're saying, listen, the deep state is in every country. It didn't begin with this president, and he's not clean, of course, but he's not totally impure either. I think there's an agenda afoot to really try to straighten things out with our help. We can't be reminiscing over Talmudia and weaving that in as if it's reality. Okay, I know a lot of people say, oh, I have to watch it so I can tell you about it. I don't want to know about it. Most of us don't. That's why we come here with you, Rick, and others. Okay?
Yeah.
We want to see what you really have delved into. Now, the New York Times printed prior to the event that he had been hit with a hypersonic missile. The New York Times and Washington Post are no longer subscribed to by the White House. Okay? A guy named Mark Thompson used to back Jimmy Savile at the Baby Buggering Company, and he's now at New York Times.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we have a lot of evil, but we aren't evil. The America that is made great is us, because we're repenting, and we're praying, and we're seeing what we can do to the best. And even if we go down with this fake peace and safety bit, at least if we can try to save the children, and that is job one.
Well, I mean, that's nice and sweet, but, you know, at the same time, reality...
Maybe the children is nice and sweet. It's our duty.
Yep.
We're the
adults.
No,
I mean...
Get away from the television.
We're not going to the children if we worship
men or... Get away
from
the old movies.
Support.
Think for yourself.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the enemy's propaganda. Sorry, Rick. That's how I feel.
I know. You need to, you know, cultivate a little hope. And I understand that, but see, with me, I can't go down that path. I have to have my hope and faith in the scriptures. And the scriptures say judgment time is coming. And whether we like it or not, you know, he's going to be the leader. And either
he also says to enjoy life and to help others.
Sure, we could do both, right?
Well, it's hard to do both if you're slamming everything to the ground all the time.
Well, you mean this program?
I'm talking about your attitude, okay?
Well, my attitude, Reagan... like I say, my attitude is not mainstream, definitely not.
Hey, George H.W. Bush ran this country from Reagan right up to when Trump got in, so...
Yep, and there's no change. We're still going over the cliff.
Well, I don't see no change. You don't see any change because you're looking at the wrong information. Get away from Talmudia. Man caught.
I go strictly by the scriptures, not Talmud. Think about that.
No, you're watching the TV. That's the Talmud. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. The last hope. All right. The last gasp of hope. What do you think?
I'm very hopeful about America. I'm not hopeful about our leadership. I'm not hopeful about the leadership in our businesses and economy. I think we have to basically take it back, just like you eat an elephant one bite at a time. And
well, I think you're right. You're right on. The leadership is not leading us in the right direction, no matter who they are, because they are the leaders, not Trump. All right, thank you all. Good show. We'll see you, God willing, next week, same time, same network. Goodbye, and Yahweh bless his elect.
...in the arteries. What do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.